shown up in the world, died, battles, watching you walk.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday, the 13th of October, 2018. And today I want to talk about a connecting link. I want to talk about free will science. Free will science. Jesus warned his disciples to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, he said that beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world. The essence of that doctrine is to replace God's word with man-made traditions, Mark 7, 7 through 13. Jesus knew that the worldly traditions of men would be used to turn men away from him. God prophesied and warned, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 4. As prophesied, the modern churches have not heeded Jesus' warning. Modern churches have turned to the doctrine of free will, and they've universally bought into the heliocentric myth, the Judaizers have created superstitions masquerading as science. And by the way, this false science, so-called, is the foundation upon which Satan has built false doctrines in the churches. Good morning, Helen Cohn. The heliocentric fable creates a misunderstanding of God's creation. To misunderstand God's creation causes a misunderstanding of the very attributes and characteristics of God. God has shown man his character through his creation. If man has a misunderstanding of God's creation, he will have a misunderstanding of who God really is. Paul explains in the letter to Romans, that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1, 19 through 20. Jesus created all things in heaven and earth. There's nothing that has been created that Jesus did not create. The heliocentric model purports that man came out of ooze over millions and millions of years and supports a Big Bang theory. It doesn't support a literal six-day of creation as Genesis teaches us, that the evening and the morning were the first day, the evening and the morning were the second day, and so on. We're told in Colossians 1, 16 through 18, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. But yet Darwinian so-called science tells us just the opposite. They deny that there's one creator. They say that it just spontaneously combusted. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Good morning, Primus, sir. To misunderstand the creation causes those with such misunderstanding to turn and misunderstand the character of Jesus himself. They believe in a heliocentric creator. They believe that God created the universe, but they actually even deny that God created it. But they believe that the earth is spinning at 66,000 miles an hour through space and 1,000 miles at the equator. We are warned by fear lest by any means as to the serpent beguile Eve through his seed, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. 2 Corinthians 11:3-4. The false heliocentric Jesus is at the core of many false doctrines. Satan uses a very subtle strategy. By first undermining the authority of the Bible in creation. Remember when they first started attacking creation with the Darwinian evolutionary principles? I was told as a science teacher that I could not teach creation. In a Christian school, I was told that. I didn't teach much longer after that. God does not really mean what he has said in the Bible about creation, about the morning and the evening being the first day and so on. That the earth is fixed and it cannot be moved. That God has placed the earth on foundations. And that he has made the waters boundaries so that they cannot pass. Jesus made it clear that understanding his creation is important to understanding the true gospel. He says, if I told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? John 3:12. When he made that statement, Jesus was referring to and explaining the importance of the analogy he drew between the wind, physical wind, and the work of the Holy Spirit, to illustrate how salvation is completely by the grace of sovereign God and outside the will and control of man. Jesus flat out said we must be born again to see the kingdom of God. John 3:3-7. In the analogy, he compared the new birth of salvation, which can only come through the Holy Spirit, with the wind. Just as the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. John 3:8. He points out that man cannot birth himself. We are born again, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. John 1:13. So again, the goal of the Judaizers is to get us to first question what God says about his creation, to first question our creator, and then we will question our redemption and our salvation.